Radio Prague News. The Czech foreign minister has summoned the Russian ambassador to Prague to explain the release of a Russian propaganda film defending the 1968 invasion of Czechoslovakia. The European Commission has renewed the Czech Republic's access to EU funds from the Operational Programme for Enterprise and Innovation. And the private rail company RegioJet is suing Czech Railways for unfair competition. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek has summoned the Russian ambassador to Prague, Sergei Kiselyov, to explain the release of a Russian propaganda film defending the 1968 invasion of Czechoslovakia. The documentary, shown in May by the country's public broadcaster, claims that the 1968 Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia was to protect the country against a planned attack by NATO troops. The invasion is described as a major test of unity of the Warsaw Pact. The Czech foreign minister also wants to discuss a list of 89 European politicians and diplomats, among them four Czechs, who have been banned entry to Russia. The European Commission has renewed the Czech Republic's access to EU funds from the Operational Programme for Enterprise and Innovation. All subsidies to the country were stopped in January of 2013 over serious irregularities. The decision has now been reversed in the wake of 52 audits which showed a significant improvement in management and control, Deputy Finance Minister Lukáš Wagenknecht told the CTK news agency. The private rail company RegioJet is suing Czech Railways for unfair competition for having sold tickets on the Prague-Ostrava route at prices below which they could reasonably cover their costs. The company is demanding over 700 million crowns in damages. The company's CEO, Radim Jančura, also announced RegioJet's plans to expand its services to Moravia and neighbouring Slovakia. Another private operator, Leo Express, has likewise sued Czech Railways for the same reason. The complaint concerns the years 2011 to 2014, when Czech Railways had a dominant position on the market. The anti-corruption police has accused 10 people of tax evasion and money laundering, the CTK news agency reports. According to a police spokesman, the accused imported petrol to the Czech Republic from neighbouring Austria, reselling it through a series of fictitious companies and doctoring documents to avoid paying tax. They laundered the profits through fictitious operations in firms set up in the Netherlands, Austria, Spain and Cyprus. The damage to state coffers has been estimated at 785 million. In crowns. The accused could face up to 10 years in prison. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka will start interviewing candidates for the post of Education Minister, despite the fact that President Miloš Zeman has not yet confirmed the dismissal of ongoing Minister Marcel Chládek. The Prime Minister proposed Mr. Chládek's dismissal last week after the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes accused him of bullying subordinates. Other sources confirm that the problem had been going on for some time. President Zeman said he wanted to meet with a minister on Thursday before deciding on his dismissal. President Miloš Zeman has said he will veto the bill on nature reserves. The president made the announcement on a visit to South Bohemia on Monday, saying that he did not like the fact that the bill would expand the no-intervention zones in the Šumava Nature Reserve. Local mayors have also protested against the bill for fear that stricter environmental protection norms would restrict business and tourism in the area. Under Czech law, the president's veto of a bill can be overturned by the lower house. Over 1,300 people have asked for compensation in connection with a contaminated water problem in Prague last week. 32,000 people were left without tap water for 6 days and hundreds reportedly suffered health problems as a result of the contamination. The Prague Water Works has promised to pay 5,000 crowns to all who can produce a medical certificate from the doctor confirming they had received medical treatment. The company is processing the requests. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be warm and sunny, with day temperatures reaching 27 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.